balancing a budget, whether it be at work or at home, is about two things. It's about income and expenditure. So often we focus on cutting costs, that's good, but what about the income side of the equation? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Welcome again to A Different Perspective as we chat about that income side of the ledger with my special guest, Ross Buttonshaw. Good friend of mine, Keith, spends a lot of time mentoring young businessmen. And one of the people whom he's helped is an award-winning photographer. The problem with this photographer, who has a wife and children to support, is that for a long time he wasn't serious about running his art form as a business. Great photographer, but it wasn't generating a whole bunch of income, and so his family was really struggling. As Keith worked with him over a number of years, things began to change. These days, he has a prominent showroom on a busy road with some really colourful photos in the window, and work is rolling through the door. What he hadn't done was to translate his passion and his gifting into something that would provide a sustaining income for him and his family. And, you know, in different ways and places and people, I see that a lot. People are struggling, but they've never really looked at the income side of the equation in their household. We chatted yesterday about budgeting with my special guest, Ross Buttonshaw, the Australian Director of Christians Against Poverty. And obviously one of the things we seriously need to look at in our budgets is our expenditure. But that's only half the equation, isn't it, Ross?
That's right. Income forms a very important part. Without income, it doesn't matter what we cut, really,
yeah,
if we don't have the money coming in.
And we don't have to be in business to be thinking about the income side of our equation.
No, just a little story I've got. Quite a number of years ago, is my pastor spoke to me once, and I don't remember what we were talking about, but he said, you know, Ross, never stop looking to improve your situation.
Mm-hmm.
He said, look, before I became a pastor, he actually regularly used to scan the job sections mm-hmm. just to see if there was any opportunities that spoke mm-hmm. out to him. It was after that week that I actually thought, oh, I might just have a look. And I had a look and went for a job, which I got straight away with earning a lot more income. And, you know, I wasn't dissatisfied or discontent, but I just thought I can do a bit better.
Yeah.
And it's when we just open ourselves to actually, you know, we can do better in life.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes it's just the expectation that we can do that without resigning ourselves to this is what it's always going to be like.
Of course, what some people do is they chase the high dollars and end up completely ruining their lives because they're working, you know, 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, I guess that's not what you're talking about.
No, well, it's not all about the money.
Hmm.
My sister, for instance, works 4 days a week
mm-hmm.
and she could earn a lot more money, but she builds into her lifestyle a situation where she can live to the standard she wants but also have other things in her life. I think it's important for all of us to establish what those important values are.
Okay. So what are some of the different ways that people can look at their income side of the equation? I mean, maybe you've done some of this with some clients of yours recently at CAP. What are some of the ways that you've shown them that they can generate additional income to improve their budget?
Yeah, let's assume that I'm speaking to someone who might be struggling more.
Mm-hmm.
And one very important thing to do is to check that the benefits you get from the government are actually accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have a lot more owed to us that is the government has promised, you know, mm-hmm. through their benefits programs.
Yep, yep.
So I think it's important that we do take advantage of that,
mm-hmm.
Especially in an area that you're struggling in. So it's always important to check that. You need to go to the Centrelink website or drop in one of the offices.
That's in Australia, of course.
In Australia.
And there are different things
yep.
in different countries.
Yep.
Some people would be quite sensitive to that. They'd say, hang on, and this guy's telling people to get more money out of the government. I guess there's a fine line between right and wrong there. But for someone who is struggling, for someone who is on the breadline, if there is something available to help them.
Yeah, and that's more the situation. It's not saying, hey, just give up your job and go maximise
yep.
your government benefits.
Yeah.
I think we should all be working to support ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But some people are doing their best
mm-hmm.
and there is money owed to them that they could use to help them get on top of their situation. I think it's important they check those things out.
And it could even be a student allowance. It could be
yeah.
it could be some benefits for having children. I mean, different countries, different rules. But
that's right.
Okay, that's one way. What's another way?
I always encourage people to consider whether, like I mentioned before, can they earn extra money within what's right for them is in their family. Can they get an extra part-time job? Other things to consider is husband and wife. Maybe wife's been at home looking after kids. They're starting to go to school. You might be able to consider whether you can work a bit more. And so these are all areas of maximising income. But we've also had people we've helped who have started little hobbies and turning their hobbies into something that can make a bit of money. Now, it's amazing. If you do something that you can earn $100 a week in, over a month, that's $400-odd. And when you use that money well and don't frivolously spend it, then that can really make a big difference in your financial situation.
Well, a good friend of mine has bees, and he loves his bees, and he sells his jars of honey, and that really adds to his income.
Exactly, and it doesn't have to be big amounts. Yeah. It could just supplement what you're doing in life.
Yeah.
And, of course, this is all in conjunction with living your life to the standard of your ability to earn that income.
Yeah.
Other things we ask people to look at is sometimes you might be living in a big house and it could be a right situation for you to have a boarder or someone renting. Often we look at families where the children are growing up, the children are working, and are they paying their own way now? Are they contributing towards the family budget? I don't know about you, Bernie, but teenagers are expensive to feed, and I think once they're working, I think it's not a bad thing for them to start learning what it's like to support themselves and to sow into the family.
Our daughter Melissa, who's now 20 and she's an apprentice beauty therapist, from the first week that she began to work, she paid board, which was a shock to her, but now she is learning that there are responsibilities and the board comes out first, and if you don't do that, you don't get to live there.
Exactly. It teaches your kids great values, but it also assists the family. And a lot of people we help probably have maybe some dysfunctional circumstances and the kids aren't contributing. But when we get in and help and maybe sit down with the kids as well and say, hey, look, your mum and dad are struggling a bit. You know, it's important that you contribute. It's amazing how many kids really get on board and say, yeah, I understand.
Interesting, the one you talked about having a boarder too. I heard on the radio just recently an interesting statistic. In Australia, which is a country of, 22 million people, something like that, every night there are 7 million vacant bedrooms in this country.
We have some of the biggest houses for our needs in the whole world.
Yep. 7 million vacant bedrooms.
It is unbelievable. I know certain cultures who are probably listening to this who would see what we've got and be astounded. It's amazing how many people you can fit into a large house. I think you've got to be wise in this, you know, who you bring in to your family. I've had a boarder for the last year, someone involved with my work situation, and it's a great addition to the family when you get the right person, and that's one of the keys. But it can help out financially too.
Yeah. I guess what you're saying to us is be creative, particularly for someone who's struggling in debt, particularly for someone who's trying to work their way out of debt, right? Be creative about the income side of the equation and think about the different things that you can do to generate additional income.
Exactly. Don't be closed off. Don't think it's all about how you spend your money, but be open to those things that could bring some extra money in.
Really good advice. Thanks for that, Ross. We're going to catch up again next week.
Yeah, great.
Now, social media, love it or hate it, it's a powerful reality in the lives of billions of people here in the 21st century. Of course, some terrible things happen out there in that whole social media world, which is why it's so important for us to use this medium to bless people for God's glory. So if you're on Facebook, head across to the Christianity Works page and press the like button. When you do, you'll start seeing some positive and uplifting posts from us in your feed, including free booklet downloads from time to time. But more than that, when you're touched by one of them, you can actually share them with your friends, becoming something of a social media missionary for the glory of God. Look, we need to be out there sharing the good news of Jesus, amen? Well, this is one of the simple, practical, and powerful ways that you can do that. So visit the Christianity Works Facebook page, hit the like button, be encouraged and blessed, and share some of that with your friends as well. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time on Monday, with a different perspective.